This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Now, Coach, 15 points, but if you want to look at where this team was in the first half, it was that 22-point hole early. It seemed like once the team recovered from maybe the rust that it had to shake off in the layoff, they played them pretty tough.
Yeah, I expected it to be a little rust from the layoff because we're not doing anything 5-on-5. But we're just having too many slow starts, and I've tried different ways in practice to get the jump starters early. So we'll get back to the gym and work on getting started early. I just think that we got to hone in and finish our plays early on. We get any good opportunities. We're just not able to knock them down. For some reason, we're still playing like this in the first or second or third game in the year. We shouldn't be.
Only 8 players active, but how do you think the team was conditioned for this one? How do you think they kept their energy?
I thought we did a good job for the most part with that. That's not an issue. We're kind of rotating them in and out. Played a few guys heavy minutes. But then the foul trouble was an issue with several other guys, so everybody got an opportunity to play probably double-digit minutes. Just a matter of what you do when you're out there on the floor. So I thought we did a good job with the conditioning part of it. We know we're down to 8. That's not an issue. We just got to get out there and play harder and play better for longer stints of time and have a better start to the game.
Dante Caldwell's had an up-and-down season, but this night was kind of what we thought we would get from him, or at least hope we would get from him. 11 points and 11 rebounds, his second career double-double. Got to feel good for that young man.
Absolutely. I feel good for him because he's been in and out of my doghouse just a little bit due to just playing the game the right way and taking his time to get back. He spent a whole year off last year, didn't play in a game, so you can't expect to pick up where you left off at, and that's the issue with young players. So I'm just trying to get him to understand it's gradual getting back into it. And if he plays like tonight, he'll be really good for us. He's a talented young man. He's got a lot of experience. So I am happy for him coming out like he did tonight. And hopefully he'll build upon that.
Brian Andino got stopped a couple of times in the handshake line. Folks sharing some extra words with him. 22 points tonight. He's 4 away from 1,000 now. And after 5 years in college basketball, his reputation has spread, certainly.
Yes, it has. And I'm still trying to get him to learn how to do little things. I need him to set better screens and do things like that and be a leader out there on the floor, communicate a little bit more to some of the guys who are new. They're not necessarily young guys, but they're new guys. So he has to do a better job of communicating. We know about the jump shot. All y'all were worried about that. But, man, when you put the time in, you've been around great players and great shooters. Ryan Andino is at the top of my list when it comes to shooting the basketball. So when he does the little things and sets his guy up and get in a little bit better shape and set better screens, so with the better screen you set, it'll usually free yourself. And when he understands that a little bit better, then we're going to be much better as time goes on.
A couple of days from now, we'll take on Pittsburgh, staying in this same city, so no travel to wear him down. It seems like the blueprint is clear. Just stay with him for those first 4 minutes and let the rest of the game take over from there.
Absolutely. We're pretty much even a lot of times if we can get weather the first 4 to 6, 7 minutes, and we can play even, but we put ourselves in such a hole. And then the basket get big, and sometimes your energy is not as good when you're not scoring, especially when you miss a couple easy opportunities. It deflates yourself. So we can't deflate ourselves. We just got to get out there and play the game and be aggressive. And that's what I was trying to encourage the guys all night long. Play the game hard, be aggressive, be assertive, and be confident. Life is about confidence. Be confident in what you do. So if they do that a little bit better and play a little harder and don't let scoring dictate everything, then we'll be fine.
I appreciate the time as always, Coach, and we'll see you uptown in a couple of days.
Thank you, Will.
Cliff Reed, head coach of Maryland Eastern Shore men's basketball. The Hawks, after they survived that, got through the first 8 minutes or so, basically played the Dukes even, falling 72-57 at the hands of Duquesne tonight.